Good morning. Are you awake yet? Now, where do you want to go? Heaven. I'm telling you, I'm ready. I guess if there was a bus just loading up right out there right now, I want to go to heaven, but I'm not sure I'm ready to go right now. But I guess, you know, when it really is my time, I won't have a choice to make. That's the job of the Father. He knows when it's my time to go. You know, about once a year, the Lord impresses on me to preach a message that is a very hard one to preach. And the message that he has for us this morning, you know, I got to thinking about, you know, this is July 4th. We're celebrating what? What are we really celebrating? Independence. Of what? Have you ever really just thought about it? What are you independent from? It's hard to remember if you hadn't been thinking about it. We belong to a country called the United States of America. United. What does united mean? It doesn't mean that we all do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it, each state that is. It's that we become united together for a single purpose, and we're stronger for it as a nation. Anytime you're united, it's always better than being not united, to being divided. It says, united we stand, divided we what? We fall. Y'all, it's that time when we need to circle the wagons. Those of you who have been here a while, you know what I'm talking about when I say it's time to circle the wagons. You know, let's go to Scripture. Let's look at something that Jesus had to say in John 17, 20 through 23. He says this, I'm praying not only for these disciples, but also for all those who ever believe in me through this message. He's talking about us. I pray that they will be one, just as you and I are one, and as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me so that they may be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. Woo. Now this is a prayer that Jesus is talking to the Father about. He said, I just wished everybody was just like me and you, Lord, just like me and you, Father, that we are just like this. You look at one, you see the other. You look at the other one and you see the next one. You see God. It doesn't matter which one you see, you only see one because they are one. How many of y'all remember the old show Wagon Trains? All you old folks do, I know. Wave your hand, you know. All of us old geezers, we remember. But it's a show about wagon trains in the old West and how they would come across the country and all the things that they had to endure to get from one side of the country to the other. Every evening, the trail boss would stop the wagons, and he'd say, we're going to camp right here overnight. And they would circle the wagons all around each other, end to end. Why do you think that they did that? They just like having a circle? They did it for protection. They did it so that they would feel safe. They did it for unity. It was hard to get by all the way around. There was no end in the circle. It was complete. Every night they watched over each other. They set their fires up. They protected not only the women, but also the children. Because there was sometimes there'd be a single lady or a widow that was traveling with them, and they always watched over each other. You know, those folks traveled a long way in a little bitty, and I do mean little bitty, wooden wagon with wooden wheels with no springs on it. And it was bouncy. And it was hard. And there was no paved roads for them to go down. It was a hard thing for them to do to cross the country. But when they signed up at the beginning of their what they were going to start out on, their wagon train, they made a commitment to themselves and to each other that we're not going to quit till we get there. They had a single purpose of going one direction. Now, can you just imagine for a second if all of a sudden they signed this agreement and they said, all right, I'm going to kind of go over here. I don't really feel like sleeping with y'all when y'all stop over here. I kind of want to be over there. You know, it's better over here than y'all. You know, I think I know a better way to get there to where we're going than you do. Well, first off, the wagon boss is not going to stand for it. He said, no, you signed up to follow me, and we're all going to stick together because there's strength in numbers. There's safety in numbers. If one wagon broke down, they all pitched in and helped fix it. They didn't leave them behind. They made sure everybody went with them. They took care of each other. And every night when they'd circle their wagons together, they had fellowship with each other, and they'd sing songs and sit around the campfire and swap stories. We'd fit right into that here, being in the cowboy church. We got plenty of those. They became like a brotherhood and a sisterhood banded together. They took care of each other no matter what situation they came upon, whether it was Indians or bandits. It didn't matter. They faced them together and fought them off together. They had a single purpose that they banded together for, to get from here to there. You know, we are banded together as Christians. We are. We all serve a risen Lord. Amen? We all have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. If you haven't this morning, well, we'll get to that later. But we all serve a risen King. All of us. We are commanded by Jesus to love each other. You know, I almost don't want to say this, but, you know, most of your wives out here, they love their husbands, right? You love your husband, but do you always like him? Huh? Sometimes he's not likable. Sometimes he's a stinker. Okay, guys, don't say this out loud. Don't raise your hand either. How many of you love your wife? But do you always like her? Huh? I said, don't speak. Yeah, don't speak. Just listen. I know it'll get us in trouble. You know, you may not always love each other. You know, you might not always like each other, but you always love each other. And you've made a commitment to each other to love each other and protect each other. You know, we always love each other as believers, but sometimes we don't like each other. We don't like each other. We hear little things and we take it personal. We get our feelings hurt. Let me talk just a little bit from the scripture. Turn to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. The scripture talks about how we're supposed to treat each other. 4, and it's going to be 4, 1 through 6. Therefore, this is Paul speaking, prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you've been called to one glorious hope for the future. Therefore, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father who is over all and in all, living through all. Wow. It's almost like no matter how we act around each other, of all the people in the world, we should be more understanding and loving with each other. More patient with each other. Because not always are we lovable, are we? I know I'm not. I know sometimes my wife would like to hit me with a stick, and I don't blame her. You know, sometimes I'm not likable, but I know she loves me. That never changes. If we would keep love in the forefront of our mind when we're dealing with other folks, it can soften a lot of blows, can't it? If we think about, the Lord told me as I was praying and thinking about what to say about unity and being in complete harmony, he said, you know, if you would just take the time to see people the way I see them. Talking about Jesus talking to me. He said, I wish you could just see people the way I see them. And I thought, man, how can I do that? So I started praying the prayer, Father, help me to see people the way you see them. And help me to love folks the way you love them, unconditionally. No matter how they act, no matter how they talk, help me to love them the way you do. You know, there's lots of times that Jesus heard his disciples kind of bickering about stuff. He had this lady, she was complaining. She said, Lord, see that woman over there, Mary? She's all she's doing is just staying with you all the time. Here I am, I'm cooking and cleaning, and I'm doing all this stuff, and she ain't even helping the least little bit. You know, why don't you just get on to her? Tell her she needs to be doing helping me. And I'm telling you, Jesus just kind of looked at her, and he said, you know what, Martha? She's doing exactly what I need her to do right now. She is being what she needs to be. She's where she should be right now with me. And it's good that you're out there cooking and cleaning. That's where you need to be. You just take care of your stuff, basically, and let me worry about her, because she's right where she needs to be at this time. We're commanded by Jesus to love each other all the time. We're banded together as one. We're one body. And hopefully we're all trying to go in the same direction. It's hard for a church, even a church is loving as Common Ground Cowboy Church, it is hard for a church to move forward when you have folks that's going in the opposite direction. We all have to have a focus. You know, just imagine if this building that we're adding on out here, if all the workers didn't have a plan. They didn't have a plan to go by. They didn't have a finished product that they wanted it to look like. What that building would end up looking like. It looked terrible. Because everybody would want their own personality to come out in that building. But the builder says, no, this is what we're supposed to be building. See, here's the framework. Here's what it's supposed to look like. This is what it's supposed to measure. Make sure that that's what you get at the end product. They all focused on one thing and building the building like it is. Praise God. Have y'all got to see it yet? It is such a blessing. That's going to be our new children's wing. God is good. You know, Jesus himself is the glue. He himself is the glue that binds us together. He is the one thing that we have in common with each other, is Jesus. If we live our life daily like Christ, I've said it before and I'll say it again, If you're growing in Christ, you're not the same as you were yesterday. You're a different person today than you were yesterday. You're more like Christ today than you were a week ago. You're more like Christ today than you were a month ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. You're constantly growing. If you are exactly the same as you were 6 months ago, that's not normal. Something is wrong. If you're not more like Christ today than you were 6 months ago, something is wrong. Jesus is the only hope we have in this world that we call our world here in America, the United States of America. He is the only hope that we have that this country will turn around, because it says that we are the salt of the earth. You know, we are the thing that makes the world seem good. Have you ever tasted something that didn't have any salt in it? Blech. I mean, it just flat. It has no flavor. I mean, yeah, you could live on it. You could probably sustain, you know, your life with it, but it wouldn't be enjoyable. Jesus said, you are the salt. You're what makes things taste good. You're what makes things look good in this country. You being my ambassador is what this makes this world worth living in. If you come out, he said, this world is going to be a bland place to be. It's time for us to unite again with each other. Unity is a gift from God. It's not something that we can manufacture ourselves. I've said this before. Boy, I don't know, is it hot in here or is it just me? I think the Holy Spirit, I think there's a spiritual warfare going on that I know is going on, because I'm burning up here. Unity is something that God gives us, and it's up to us to maintain it. Y'all remember that? It's up to us to maintain. It's a gift. Only He can give unity. Only He is the one thing that binds us together. You know, time is growing short. We're running out of time to live the Christian walk, to live and walk like Jesus told us to do, to be His representatives here on earth. Because every day that goes by is closer to the day that He comes back. One day, we're one day closer. We don't know when that day is, but I'm telling you, we're closer today than we were yesterday. Man, praise God. I'm looking forward to it. If you could just for a moment think about someone that you have issues with this morning. It might be your boss. It might be a coworker. It may be a relative. It could be your husband or wife, but we're not going to go there this morning. But just think about someone in your family. It could be a friend, someone that somewhere along the line you've gotten a little nippity with. Somewhere, somehow, something has come between your friendship. Something has come that has stopped that unconditional love that you have for each other. That's what Jesus is talking about this morning. For us to search our heart and think about who it is that we're having issues with this morning. It could be anybody. It could be anything. I don't like doing this because I know that a lot of folks don't like have attention drawn to them. But if you would, I'd like for everybody to stand up. You're going, oh boy, here we go. All right. The message is circle the wagons. I want everybody to make a big giant circle around the church. Big circle. A big, big circle. And hold hands. Yeah, find your place in there. Just make, scrooch in and make a place. Just spread out. Come all the way around. Hold hands now. Don't act like you don't like each other. Look around this room. Look at each and every person. Just scan around as you're standing here. Look at everybody that's here in this room. We've got a lot of our church family that's not here today. But those of us that are here today, do you love everybody that you see? Is everybody that is in this circle, are you okay with? Is there any issues between any of us? If there is, this is the time to get it right. This is the time I'm not talking about physically stopping and going to that person, but you might need to do that if that's what the Lord tells you to do. But do you really, really love each other and like each other and want to serve with each other? That's what we're here for. If we don't love each other that are right here in his circle, how can we expect to love those that are outside of this circle? For a long time, I looked at a circle, and if you notice, everybody is looking in. Everybody is looking in towards each other. This is the way it is in a lot of churches. They're focused on themselves and just on each other. But that's not the way a church is supposed to be. The way a body is supposed to be is you're actually turned around, holding hands the opposite direction, looking for someone that's passing by. Go, hey, you need to come over here. Come over here and be part of our family. Because when you're like this, you don't see people that are going by in the world because you're focused just inward, just towards each other. Christ is saying, man, we should be reaching out to everybody else and drawing them in and say, come get in the circle. Now, this circle is about as big. It could get bigger. We could push. We could run them up the stairs, run a little zigzag up there and bring it down. We could do it. But praise God, just look at the circle we have this morning. Look what Christ has done just today in Common Ground. Folks that are not even members here are here this morning. Folks that's never been to this church are here this morning. What do they see? What do they feel? Do they feel welcome? Do they feel excited to be in God's house? Do they feel loved? Shoot, do you feel loved? I do. I know that there's lots of folks that pray for me. I don't question love in this church. What I do question is do we love each other? That's where Jesus is talking about this morning. That's where God wants us to do, is take care of each other and love each other no matter what. Unity, y'all. Harmony. Caring for each other. Before we leave, we're going to pray. But when I say amen, tell somebody that you love them and you're glad to see them here this morning. Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning thanking you for the many, many blessings, Father, that we don't deserve. It is so good to be in your house this morning. It is so good to be in a place, Father, where we can be loved unconditionally. The world doesn't do that, Lord, but in your house and within your body, not this building, not this barn, but the folks that are in it is the body of Christ. I pray, Father, that we love each other unconditionally. If we've got something that's between us, that's keeping us from loving each other, I pray, Father, that we'd take care of it today. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, amen. God bless y'all. I love all y'all. Good to see you this morning.